The best of the Midwest takes you now to Ludington, Michigan. Brandy Miller is the executive director of the Ludington Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hi, Brandy. This is John. You're on WGN.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to sharing a little bit about Ludington with you and your listeners.
Tell us where it is on the map. How far from Chicago?
Sure. We are about 4 hours north, right along the Lake Michigan shoreline from Chicago. About halfway up, right near that pinky, if everybody's looking at their Michigan map. A really nice drive up here. And of course, if you'd rather come across the lake, you could head about 3 hours north on the west side of the lake and take the car ferry over from Manitowoc, Wisconsin as well. So some fun ways to get here and not too far from Chicago.
That's the Badger?
Yes, yep, the SS Badger. It is the last coal-fired passenger steamship operating in the United States, and it certainly is a fun way to get here, and we like to tell people really their vacation begins once they get on board.
That's what I'm hearing from some of our listeners. In fact, I'm not exactly sure what all this means, but somebody sent us this yesterday. Ludington is a great place to visit. We took the SS Badger across Lake Michigan, Manitowoc, over to Ludington, stayed at Snyder's Shoreline Inn, PM Steamers for dinner, great time. What does that mean?
Sounds like the perfect itinerary, actually. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Badger, it's a four-hour crossing from Manitowoc to Ludington. The car ferry operates usually around mid-May till about mid-October daily between Wisconsin and Michigan. And really, it's an opportunity to kind of step back in time. It's, as I mentioned, a historic vessel. But on board, a lot of amenities and entertainment to make that four-hour trip pretty nice. And once you get off the boat, we are so excited to welcome people to Ludington. And I know you just mentioned a restaurant and a great place to stay. And certainly we have lots of opportunities for people to enjoy their time here in Ludington.
Is the town spread out right along the lake? I saw that you had something like 28 miles of shoreline or something like that.
Yes, yeah, Mason County here in Michigan, we have about 28 miles of sandy shoreline right along Lake Michigan. And so, yeah, most of the, when you step off the Badger, you come into town, a very walkable community. And so the downtown is situated right off the Badger docks and right along the beach as well, which is another main attraction here in Ludington is our sugar sand beaches. And so, yeah, we've got a beautiful, walkable community and lots to see and do.
What's the population there?
Mason County is about 28,000. Ludington itself is about 8,000.
Okay.
So a very small, charming, small town. But certainly in the summer, it is bustling.
Yeah.
This is definitely a place where people flock.
A lot of Chicagoans, I presume. Maybe people from Detroit, wherever, head there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely a driving destination. So, yes, absolutely. A lot of people from Chicago, Detroit, even, you know, as I mentioned, Wisconsin and even northern Michigan as well.
And then when I get there, what do I do? I mean, I want to go in the water. I'll walk the beach. What else do I do?
Yeah, I mean, really, as I mentioned, our beaches, we kind of always talk about our beaches have different personalities and certainly are tailored to every visitor, what they're looking for. Stearns Park Beach, as I mentioned, is right near downtown, very walkable from a lot of the shops and restaurants and things to do. And at the beach, there are a ton of amenities. There's volleyball courts, a mini golf. You can climb to the top of one of our lighthouses. And then, you know, if you're looking for something more serene, a little more natural, not as many amenities, we certainly have beaches for that too. And, of course, some pet-friendly options as well. But really, that's the start of all of the outdoor recreation. You know, Ludington is home of Ludington State Park, which is one of Michigan's top state parks and offers tons of outdoor recreation opportunities, everything from boating and paddling to hiking and biking. Probably one of the most iconic lighthouses here in Michigan, the Big Sabo Lighthouse, is also located out at the state park. So Lots of outdoor things to do. We also are one of the top salmon fishing ports.
Yeah.
And so big lake fishing is also a pretty exciting experience for people who want to get out on the lake and cast a line.
Best historic small town by USA Today's 10 Best. One of the mm-hmm. best historic small towns in America. Visitors, it says here, can immerse themselves in our past with a visit to the Port of Ludington Maritime Museum. Now, is that different than the lighthouse?
Yes. Yep. We actually have a maritime museum. It's right inside an old Coast Guard station right along our harbor. And inside, people will be able to learn about the car ferry history, our lighthouse history, even some of the Michigan shipwrecks that have happened here on Lake Michigan. Very interesting, not just all about Ludington, but certainly maritime in our history is definitely part of the story of Ludington. Our historical heritage is very present. And as you mentioned, visitors can really immerse themselves in a lot of historical experiences that are still very tangible today, which
I want a salmon fish. I don't know a thing about angling, but pulling in a salmon sounds delicious to me and fun. Well, but I'm doing that on the lake, not on the river. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, big lake fishing, yes. Although we have wonderful rivers, and certainly as those fish make themselves up the river come fall, a lot of anglers move themselves up to the rivers as well. But in the summertime, we have a large charter boat fleet, so you don't need to bring anything or really have much knowledge. They really will show you the ropes. And, you know, salmon fishing, as I mentioned, is huge here. We have a large offshore classic fishing tournament in midsummer that we bring in 200 boats with teams of fishing. And, you know, they're bringing in, you know, large fish. And it's not uncommon to hear first-time fishermen who are out on a charter boat reeling in a 25-pound salmon, which is pretty cool. So
pretty fun. You've got farmers markets, outdoor events, craft fairs, wine festivals. What's coming up on the calendar soon that I can schedule a trip for?
Yeah, Love Ludington Weekend is really our kickoff to summer, and that is scheduled for June 7th through the 9th. And it really is the welcome wagon to summer. We really open the floodgates, and as I mentioned, summer is a popular time to visit Ludington. We kick that off with a giant street party right in the middle of downtown Ludington with live music, lots of activities, things to do for families. That is definitely a weekend to kind of kick things off. As you mentioned, we've got weekly farmers markets, live music every week in our Legacy Plaza, right in the center of downtown Ludington. The West Shore Art Fair will be in early July. Each month, June, July, and August, the last Thursday of the month, we do what we call our Sunset Beach Bonfires. So live music down at the beach, a large bonfire, and great opportunity to gather at the lakeshore. If you're looking into more live music, Rhythm and Dunes are certainly two concerts late July and early August to check out, and Suds on the Shore Craft Beer and Wine Festival in August. Definitely mark a full summer calendar, but lots to see and do, art fairs, all kinds of things. So if you're looking to find an event, there's something pretty much every weekend here in Ludington.
Hey, John, we would often take the SS Badger across Lake Michigan to Ludington. The Badger is the former railroad car ferry that now handles exclusively vehicular traffic between Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and Ludington, Michigan. It sure beats driving around the south end of Lake Michigan, says listener Ken. Brandy Miller is the executive director of the Ludington Area Chamber, that is Convention and Visitors Bureau, and you'll find all of these things she's describing at pureludington.com. Brandy, well done. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. We appreciate it.